Hello, Grave Talks family. It's Tony Bruschi. If you love the Grave Talks, you'll probably love our other podcast if you're already not a subscriber of it, Real Ghost Stories Online. The following is a 15-minute preview of this week's Extra Podcast Person, or EPP, bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. I hope you enjoy.
How would you handle it if you had a face-to-face interaction or encounter with a ghost? Maybe some of you can already answer that because you've had that experience. If you haven't, it is something to ponder and to think about. And you got to put yourself into all the possible situations where that may occur. Where are you having this interaction? Are there anybody else around you? Are you in a good state of mind? Is it the middle of the night? Are you awake? All those things would probably very much affect how you handle that situation. In fact, I bet many people who are listening who have had those occurrences go, if only it had been this or that, I would have handled it so much differently. And hindsight's, you know, usually 20/20. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear about three different encounters, very vivid encounters, but in very different settings. One in the great outdoors. An encounter with what's very likely a great, 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 the great grandfather who's out there in his old hunting grounds where his great, 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 great grandchild is. And then in an apartment, pre-furnished apartment, lovely pre-furnished apartment, but that furniture may hold a little bit more than just some extra drawers. And then what do you do when you find your new apartment haunted by a violent spirit? They come with furniture, but it came with something else. Those stories today on EPP bonus episode number 352 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Seeing ghosts is obviously quite an amazing phenomena and an experience to have if you ever happen to come across such a thing in your life. It's something also to think about when we're pondering on this concept of seeing ghosts. Where do you commonly see them? Where would you likely commonly see a ghost? Is it going to be in a cemetery where they're buried but spent very little of life? Is it going to be in a building or a room or something that they really, you know, they spent some time, but it wasn't a place that they were emotionally connected to? I think most common when people have those experiences with the dead, it tends to be in locations where the dead, the individual who someone is encountering, had a close emotional connection to. In our next story, that's precisely what happens. Out in some old hunting grounds that's been in a family for generation after generation. And out of nowhere, they see one of the old family members out there still hunting the grounds. Take a listen. I have plenty of stories to tell through the years. Most of these stories are mine, but there are a few that deserve to be heard that are not mine. This is one of those stories. I'm from Arkansas. I was born here, grew up here, and still live in the state. I live in Northwest Arkansas, though I am from the eastern side of the state. My dad's family originally came from Louisiana and then slowly worked their way north over generations. My grandpa was born in Louisiana and spent a portion of his childhood in southern Arkansas. I call my grandpa Pap, so that might make the story easier since it will be taking about five generations of my family. Pap's dad, my great-grandpa, was called Papa. His dad was named Hal. Hal was a mean man. In his younger days, he and his brother would go to the local bar and get drunk. They'd end up in fist fights and knife fights over the smallest things. They'd often get into screaming matches with strangers. It just had a mean streak in them. Hal's son, my Papa, was also a drunkard in his younger days. One night, Hal was so drunk that Papa had to go pick him up from the bar. When Papa told his dad that they had to leave, Hal got angry. He started yelling at his son to go away and leave him alone. Papa wrapped his arms around Hal and attempted to pick him up and carry him out. Hal had other ideas. He grabbed a switchblade and stabbed his own son in the thigh in a drunken rage. It was not long after that they both found God and became Christians. They changed their lives and stopped fighting, drinking, and having anger issues. All was well by the time my pap was born. Now into the main part of my story. It's my dad's story that I'm telling. Hal is 5 generations away from me, 4 away from my dad. My family is full of avid outdoorsmen, myself included. We love to deer hunt in the fall, and our deer lease is in the same town where Hal lived about 3/4 of his life, where he died. It's about 3,000 acres in southern Arkansas. Hal was one of the founding members of our deer club. My family has hunted that land and helped take care of the land since the 1940s, when Hal first found it. Hal lived about 0.5 mile from the southern border of the land. This land was owned by his logging company that he worked for. He was a foreman of his own logging crew and spent hours upon hours out on this land. He then decided to get a few of his friends and family members to pitch in for a deer camp and got permission to lease the land from his company. Hal's son, my papa, was not huge on hunting, but Hal was close to my pap. He taught my pap how to hunt and fish and everything else a grandpa teaches his grandson. They were awfully close, and when my dad was born, Hal instantly became close with my dad too. My dad did not know Hal at all that well, since my dad was raised in eastern Arkansas. He lived hours away from Hal and only got to see him around Thanksgiving during hunting season. Hal died in the mid-80s when my dad was about 10 years old. He was buried in a cemetery that lies between his old house and the land that we still hunt to this day. You must pass the cemetery to get to the land to hunt. About 3 years later, my dad was hunting a stand that Hal used to hunt. My dad was finally old enough to hunt alone about 13 years old. He said that it was a rainy and dark day. There were lots of clouds in the sky, and it was early, early morning. We usually get to the deer stand at around 6 a.m., and during this time of year, it is still pitch black outside at that time. Dad said it was about 6:20, but it was still dark out because the clouds are blocking most of the sunlight. He said he looked down one of the shooting lanes that was about 300 yards long, and a figure appeared out of thin air. He said he squinted to see what it was, since there are many large animals in the woods that can do some damage. He was scared it was a bear at first, but he realized it was a person riding a horse, or possibly a mule. The person got closer, about 150 yards from my dad's spot. He recognized Hal. Hal was wearing his old flannel jacket, trucker hat, and blue jeans. My dad said that he could see the outline of the shotgun tied to the saddle, and he could tell that the mule was brown with a black mane and tail. He said he could even see the mule's ears twitching back and forth, listening for commands. He said that Hal rode around the area in a half circle, looking at the ground for something. He said that it seemed like Hal was searching for deer tracks or potentially tracking a deer that he had shot. My dad said that Hal rode back in the direction he originally came from, but stopped fast. He looked up in my dad's direction and faintly smiled, though it seemed like Hal was not looking directly at my dad. He turned his head back forward and rode into the tree line and disappeared. My dad said that Hal appeared as a solid figure. He could not see through him, but it did seem like there was a hazy effect around Hal. The mule. He said it seemed like there was a veil of smoke between him and Hal. My dad did not tell anyone for a long time. See, my family is not the kind of family that would welcome and accept this type of story. They'd make fun of you and try to pass it off as a dream or a hallucination. My dad had not fallen asleep. He was only 13. So it's not like he was drinking at 6 a.m. and my dad has never done drugs. I'm a Christian too, and I was always worried about telling my own dad about some of my personal experiences because I thought he'd write me off as making it up or crazy. It was not until this last fall that we were at deer camp. Now remember, Hal died when my dad was 10, a good 15 to 20 years before I was born. I'd never seen a picture of this man before. When we were at deer camp this year, some of my older members, my pap included, decided to tack pictures to the common room wall of our building that we sleep in. They were posting pictures of all the members that had died. They even denoted which members were founding members. Both Hal and my papa were on the wall. I was about 11 when my papa died, so I knew what he looked like. I saw the photo of Hal and asked my dad to come tell me who he was. My dad went completely white when he saw the photo. Hal was on a brown mule with a shotgun on his back, saddle, wearing a red flannel jacket, trucker hat, and blue jeans. My dad got my papa, who sat down and told us about how Hal used to hunt the old-fashioned way in the deer woods. He rode a mule. His favorite mule was Dolly, the mule in the picture. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the rest, and there's some good stories this week, please sign up to be an extra podcast person. And EPP, as we call them, go to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month. Get yourself signed up. Get all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, our archive of episodes, the ebook, the audiobook, all of it's there for you to binge away on. You know, summer vacation's almost here. And, you know, wouldn't hurt to have some good ghost stories to listen to around the campfire, when you're out jogging, whatever you may be doing. It's always fun. So please subscribe and help keep us on the air. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.